Someone put on the list to discuss about taking a shvua, taking a swearing in a court of law. Rabbi Levin mentioned to me that in traffic court they made the cop swear, so he was worried that they might make him swear also. Even in a court like that, even something that we maybe don't take as seriously, it's an issue that certainly Nogei Lamaisa comes up a lot. So let's go through maybe what the inyan is. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Zayin, writes, HaMitzvah HaShviyas Hi SheTzivanu LiHishava B'Shmo Yisala K'Shen Itztarich L'Kayim Dovrim Min HaDvarim O LaHakchisho. The Rambam says that there is a mitzvah to swear, that whenever you need to confirm something, whenever you need to make a major point, the mitzvah is to swear using the Shem Hashem. Not to swear by something else, but to swear using the Shem Hashem. So it's a mitzvah saseh. We often associate shvuah with being something that's a negative thing. You should avoid shvuah at all costs. Rambam says, no, shvuah, when you need to do it, is a mitzvah saseh. Ki b'zeh ha'gdula l'shem yisal v'kavod v'iloy. That's a way of ascribing greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by swearing in His name, as opposed to swearing in the name of anything else. The Ramban, in his Hasagas to Sefer HaMitzvos over there, disagrees. He says, no, ein ha-shvua b'shmo be'is ha-tzorach chova u'mitzvah saseh. No, it's certainly not an obligation. Aval rishos hi b'yodeinu im tanoim rabin. It's a rishos. You're allowed to swear b'shem Hashem when you need to swear about something, and there are a lot of conditions that need to be met in order to be able to take a shvua. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Lamed Hayam Aleph tells us a story of a person who gave a dinar zahav, a gold coin, to an almana to keep as a pikadon, to watch over, and she put it in her flour, she left it in her flour box or whatever, and when she made dough, the coin got stuck in the challah. She didn't realize that she had baked the coin into a bread. She gave the bread to a poor person, and then a while later, the baladina, the person who owned that gold coin, came to her and said, look, I want my coin back. And she said, Yehana sama mavis be'echon mibanea shalosa isha im nehenesi midinar chaklum, that there should be poison for my children if I ever got any hanah from that dinar. So they said, didn't take long, one of her children died. The Chacham said, Ma mi shenishba be'emes kach, she really didn't get any anah from it, because it went right into the dough that went right to the poor person. So if someone who swears truthfully, this is true about Sahanishbal Sheker, Alachas Kama Vakama. If someone swears falsely, all the more so. The Gemara says it wasn't really truthful because she did get Hana, because the place where that coin was, she saved a little money on the dough that otherwise would have been there, but it was pretty close to true. So even when it's very close to true, we try to be very cautious about taking a shvua. So in spite of the fact that the Rambam writes that it's a mitzvah to take a shvua, and the Ramban says that it's a rishus, the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Yudbeis, Halacha Yudbeis, writes, Tova Gedola Hi La'adam Shelo Yishava Klal. It would be really great for people if they didn't swear at all. V'mavar v'nishva sheyitzdar v'yamad b'shvuaso. And if you ever make the mistake of taking a shvua, do whatever you can in order to make sure that you fulfill it and that you don't even turn just a little bit off and violate the shvua in any way whatsoever. And the Ravid says, yeah, and if it's a neder, be matir the neder. If it's a neder, don't even keep it, just make sure you get rid of that neder, because anyone who takes a neder is kilu banabama, hamakaimo is kilu hikrav alav karban, the Gemara tells us. So shvua should be avoided. And that's Paskin Shulchan Aruch as well. The Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, when it talks about how when you leave shul, how do you go about your daily business? Shulchan Aruch in Sim Kufnun Vav in Orach Chaim tells us, so you should be Yisav Yitain, you should be careful not to mention Shem Shemayim Levatala. Shulchan Aruch says, V'yizar milishava afilu be'emes. And don't take any shvuas, even if you're telling the truth. She'elef ayaros hayu liyanei ha-melech v'kulum nechrevu b'shul shayin nishmav shvuas avpli shayim kaimim osam. Yanei ha-melech lost 1,000 cities. They were all destroyed because of shvuas that were taken be'emes. So that we should always avoid taking a shvua as much as possible. The question is, what's considered a shvua? So Shulchan Aruch is very clear that if you use a lashon of shvua, Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Reish Lamed Zayin Sif Aleph, if you use a lashon of shvua, you say in any language, you say, I take a shvua or I swear. That is for sure a shvua, whether you mention a Shem Hashem or you don't mention a Shem Hashem. It is certainly a shvua and certainly something to be avoided. In American secular courts, they allow you to say, I affirm. Now, most of the poskim assume that since you're dafka going out of your way, it's Eliezer writes like this in the Tshuva, but it's really from earlier poskim, that since you're going out of your way to bedafka not use the normal word swear, and you're saying I affirm, even though I affirm means I am essentially, you know, swearing, but since you're going out of your way not to use the term Shavua, so that's not a Shavua. That wouldn't have a status of a Shavua. Where it gets tricky is if you say, I affirm, and then, so help me God. Because once you mention the Shem Hashem, or a Kinui of Shem Hashem, then it could take on the status of a Shavua again. If you have to write a Shavua, so that's also a discussion in the Poskim. In Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpat, Simen Chav Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you give Eidus Piksav, then it's not Eidus. Mipiyam Vlom Piksavim, Eidus has to be given orally, it cannot be given Biksav. So there's a major discussion in the Poskim, is the same true about a Shavua? What if you write down a Shavua? So Tzitz Eliezer and Chelek Zayin Simen Nun points out that this is a machlokas between Nod Biyuda and the Chassam Sofer. Nod Biyuda thinks writing a Shavua is nothing, and the Chassam Sofer seems to assume writing a Shavua has a status of a Shavua as well. But says Tzitz Eliezer, again, B'Shem Nod Biyuda, that even if you want to say writing a Shavua does have the status of a Shavua, if someone else wrote it up, and you're just signing your name on the bottom of it, so that for sure does not have the status of a Shavua. If someone else wrote it up, and you just, someone writes up a document, and it has a Lashon Shavua, and you just put your name on the bottom, that for sure, he thinks, would not have the status of a Shavua. Question is, if it's in fact Asur to take a Shavua, which we assume, again, not that it's Asur, it's just not recommended. And Shulchan Aruch is clear that we really try to avoid a Shavua at all costs. So for us, it's no problem. If we're ever called into court, we could just say, if we ever have to testify, just say, I affirm. And all American secular courts accept that. They don't make us do more than that. So for us, so it shouldn't be a problem, as long as we have it in our mind, and we know that we're not going to take a Shavua. Instead, we're just going to say, I affirm. But what if you become a lawyer? And as a lawyer, you need to subpoena people, witnesses, to court. So if you're going to subpoena a Jewish witness, and he's not going to take the option, maybe he's not so firm, or maybe he doesn't know, he's not going to take the option to affirm. He's going to take a Shavua. So is it a problem of Lufnei Iver to go and subpoena a witness to court if you're going to be an attorney? So this is a discussion amongst the Poskim. The Poskim, for the most part, are makel for the following reason. First of all, in the world of Lifnei Iver, for anyone who's ever learned the sugi of Lifnei Iver, we know that there are two types of Lifnei Iver. There's Lifnei Iver Midoraisa, and there's Misayei Deover Aver Midorabanan. Lifnei Iver Midoraisa is, the person could not violate this Isser without my help, and I am helping them do it. That is Lifnei Iver Midoraisa. But if it's a situation where the person could do the Isser without my help, but I'm just aiding them in doing it, they could have done it without me, but I'm just helping them out, that's what we call Chad Avra Dinara, and that would only be Lifnei Iver Midrabanan. The example the Gemara gives, Chad Avra Dinara, means if you have a Nazir and wine, and the Nazir says, pass me the wine, so if you're on one side of the river with the wine, and the Nazir's on the other side of the river, and there's no way he can get the wine unless you chuck it over the river, that's Lifnei Iver Daraisa. But if you're both on the same side of the river, and he can go and take the wine himself, but you're closer to it, so he just asks you to pass it to him, that's Lifnei Iver Midrabanan. So in this case, you subpoena a witness to court to go and to swear, to testify, and part of the testimony at the beginning is they swear him in, they make him swear that he's telling the truth. So is that Lifnei Iver Midoraisa or Lifnei Iver Midrabanan? So it's clear that it's only Midrabanan, because he could take an affirmation rather than a Shavua if he wanted to. Now he may choose not to. But that's not your fault that he's choosing not to. So at the most, we're dealing with the Lifnei Iver Midrabanan, with the Misayeya, rather than the Lifnei Iver Daraisa. So that doesn't help us totally, though, because we try not to violate Isur Midrabanan either. Right? We not only try to avoid violating Isur Midaraisa, we don't like violating Isur Midrabanan either. But you also have to remember, there's no Isur to swear. If you swear truthfully, technically, it's not really usir. If you swear truthfully, you're doing a good thing. It's an important thing. You're going to keep your word. So technically, it's not really an isr. According to the Rambam, it might be a mitzvah. According to the Ramban, Rishus. It's just that we're knowing not to, because it's a very dangerous area that we try not to get involved in if we don't have to. So that is one tzad l'hakel. The other tzad l'hakel, Rav Avadia Yosef has several tshuvos in Yichav Adas, one in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud, and one in Chelek Gimel Simen Lamed Ches, about Lifnei Iver on a minhag. Because this isn't, it's not an issur, you're causing someone to be in violation of a minhag. It's really the same issue. Rav Avadia talks about, for instance, selling matzah ashira to Ashkenazim. Sfardim eat matzah shira. Only Ashkenazim or elderly or sick are allowed to eat matzah shira. It's a minhag that we don't eat matzah shira. We don't eat egg matzahs, right? So is that, are you allowed to sell matzah shira to Ashkenazim? Is it a violation of lifnei iver on a minhag? Or he has a tshuva about keeping a fleishig restaurant open during the 9 days. Kosher fleishig restaurant open during the 9 days. You have to worry about lifnei iver on something that's not a daraisa, it's not a darabanan, it's only a minhag. But certainly, even if so, he has a whole deal and back and forth. But certainly, there's much room to be makel on this type of thing. So attorneys, as far as I know, are generally not choshish for this. If they need to bring a witness to court, even if he's Jewish, they'll make sure that he gets to court. They have to do their job, and they're not worried about causing him to take a shvuah, because at most the idea of not taking a shvuah is only a minhag. So that's the issue of taking a shvuah in court. Whoever asked the question also asked that we speak about wearing yarmulkes in court. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. There's a lot to talk about over there as well. Okay.